final guest tonight, and indeed of this series, is this far away from having a set of postage stamps dedicated to his fame. Throughout the more troubled periods of the past decade or so, his incredible exploits have given heaps of us thrills, wonderment and focus in a business where perspective and propulsion of fame seems to spring from the mind of Lewis Carroll. He has been heroic and humble and, best of all, happy. Say it loud. He's nothing short of inspirational. Please welcome the Warrior King, Mr. Frank Bruno! Look at you. Okay. Frank, everybody knows you are one of the nicest people around, and yet coming here tonight, you made one small demand about the cab driver. He mustn't talk. Is that a problem?
Well, I went to Blackpool from my house in about 4 hours, and I had the guy who was driving me, and he was constantly bombarded with different questions. I thought I was being interviewed by the News of the World. All in one, you know.
It's like that boxing game, Frank. They just want to talk about boxing, right?
All sometimes they want to talk about boxing and what shoe size you are. And
what shoe size you are?
What size it hangs and all that business.
Now, look, I wasn't going to come to that. I wasn't come to that, but I've got an idea. You've got one like a tin of Vim. Am I right, Frank? I once saw Gary Mason naked, yeah, and there was nothing going on there. I didn't mind that.
Are we talking about the tools?
The old fella. I mean, you've got a big, deep voice, and this is the last program of the series. I don't care. I'm saying, you know, it's like a clown's pocket. What do you say, Frank?
Danny, can you get this straight?
What did you mean?
Half past 11, but is this the Black & Decker tool?
Hey, what you doing your private lives up to? Don't drag me into your private hell. You're a fine figure of a man, Frank. Let's leave it there, shall we?
I have no complaints on my wife.
I'll bet you don't.
She's got a baby to prove that.
I'm not going to get dragged down. I just, on behalf of, you know, that's
fine. I've got to defend myself.
Boxing is a very sexual thing. You know, in fact, is sexual. No. But you must get aware that there's a lot of people who get off on it like that. A lot of women who come to see these big guys slugging each other. Not that they approach you or anything, but do you think boxing has a sexual undertone, Frank?
I'm not too sure what's sexy out of two men beating the granny out of one another. You know? I don't know how sexual that can be. Well, maybe sexual with the
big
body
men wearing
and
shorts
with the sweat
at the peak
and the
of
muscles.
Their powers.
Yeah, the peak. Yeah.
And one of them's bleeding.
Right. I don't think ladies got to be very kinky to be into that sort of.
I've never heard you that.
Not the sort of like specimen of the person.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you know,
Rocky with the veins showing and the legs, and a lot of ladies are getting into the boxing, but I never thought of it as a sexual sort of like punch in the head. Ooh, that's nice. I've never given it no thought like that, but I will give it when I go home.
Well, certainly in some ways it reflects my own sex life.
Right.
Your fight last week lasted 65 seconds.
That's right, yeah, I can understand that, yeah. All right.
How does that feel? Did you feel once it was all over last week, oh, I'm going to get some stick for this?
I knew I was on the hiding for nothing because some of the press guys at first were slagging the fight down. When they watched tapes of him and listened to a lot of American reporters, they got a little bit of advice out of the Americans saying that he was a durable, toughish sort of guy, he should go the distance, he should take in this, he should cause that sort of like problem. Once I got him out of the way, they changed their tune a little bit, but I can't mess around with the press.
But they have worked you up before now?
Sometimes in the past they've worked me up, but I don't let them do that no more because they can crack you up, because some people get into a ego trip of listening to their press and walking on sort of like think they can walk on water, and then when it comes down they crack up. I don't want to crack up, I just keep my feet on the ground, you know?
Coming to Mike Tyson, he's due out soon. What are your feelings about Mike Tyson now, and how do you think he's changed, if anything?
I like the guy. I think he's good for boxing, despite what everybody says. Everybody's got a charisma. Muhammad Ali had a charisma. Sugar Ray Leonard, Henry Cooper, Barry McGuigan, rah, 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 had a charisma. But Mike Tyson's got his own charisma. And
how good a boxer do you think Mike Tyson is?
I think he's gone down in history, you know what I mean? Helped put boxing on the map. Wrong or good, he's helped put boxing on the map.
Right,
yeah, very much so, yeah.
Boxers, I think, like footballers, have to come from the working class, it seems to me. How much of an escape was boxing for you?
It was a big escape for me, because when I was young, I was a little bit of a nutter.
But you were, weren't you? You weren't one of these who says, oh, I was. You actually did some stuff, didn't you?
I'd done some crazy things when I was young, bullying, and got bullied myself, and got chucked out of school.
Who bullied you, Frank?
When I went to my boarding school, you know what I mean? An old friend of mine's what I see pretty regular. a guy called Gunter.
Was this just someone you were sent?
A boarding school I was sent when I was small, when I got chucked out of my primary school. I'm not proud of that, but...
No, I know, but it's not an approved school thing.
It's not an approved school, it's a boarding school for naughty kids. Approved schools are different.
Did that cure you, or were you still...
It helped cure me, because like it taught me manners and looking after myself and respect and discipline and things like that. I think it helped cure me, because I think it's very, very important for me to go to a school like that, because if I'd have went to a secondary school, I would have got myself in some serious trouble.
How come them boxing? I don't know if you've been over this before, but how come? Do you remember the first time you said, I'm going to be a boxer?
Yeah, I do remember, yeah. Yeah, when I was about 8, but seriously, when I went to the boarding school, when I was about 12, when we had a fight with one of the kids, and the teacher put us in the playground and said, if you two want to fight, don't fight with bare hands, fight with your gloves on, and there's all kids around, and we had to punch the sunso out of one another.
Really?
Yeah, that was it.
And were you good, or did you get beat?
I survived, you know, until the guy said, I don't want to, this boxing stuff, and he shut down the gloves, and he started butting me and nutting me and all that.
Just on that, I mean, not glorified, yeah. But can you handle yourself, could you, in a street fight too? I should imagine so, but it doesn't necessarily follow.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of karate and self-defense for about 5 years, you know.
Woo!
So I think I could handle myself, but if someone came up to me with a gun or a Rottweiler or a Doberman, I think I would say taxi or run like Liz.
Yeah.
I'll try and put common sense before bravery.
Bravado. So what's the next thing? We spoke about Tyson, but what do you want to do?
I would like to fight Oliver McCall, win, defend the title and retire and just mellow out in Essex.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me say, if you get to fight Mike Tyson, you're going to beat him?
I'm going to kick his ass.
No!